China agreed to import an additional $200 billion in American goods and services over the next 2 years, including at least $80 billion in food, agricultural, and seafood products. But UW-Madison political scientist John Peavyhouse says there's no guarantee Wisconsin farmers will get their old markets back.
There have been instances where, you know, U.S. farmers have been the victim of, say, retaliatory tariffs, where then those tariffs get lifted and the state, whether it's Mexico, Germany, whoever, doesn't go back to buying Wisconsin products.
At the deal signing, President Donald Trump said tariffs on Chinese goods will remain in place, although some will be reduced. Negotiations on a phase two deal to end tariffs are expected to begin soon. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.